Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Well before the arrival of working from home or even WeWork, Regus was the go-to place for small startup companies seeking somewhere in the city centres to rent while or if they grew their business. The company that owns Regus, as well as the HQ, Spaces and Signature office brands, posted its highest ever group revenue last week at $2.2 billion. But how healthy is the long-term model of office space letting, given the rise of working from home and AI wiping out many white-collar jobs in future? Mark Dixon is the founder and boss of International Workplace Group, also formerly known as Regus, and is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Mark, we'll talk about the future in a moment, but how did you first spot the need for smaller hybrid office space back in 1989, well before the internet took off?
Well, I had great difficulty getting an office for my small business at that time. And I saw the opportunity of doing something which made sort of getting an office easy, using it easy, making it a painless activity. And that's how the idea was born.
And you were sitting at a coffee shop or something, and you saw all these people wanting to have meetings surrounded by noise and all that stuff. And you said, you know what, I might be able to help there. But how did you get your hands on the first bit of real estate? Because you have to buy it and lease it yourself.
Well, at great expense, basically. I stole and I borrowed to get there, and I got there. And it was great success. And the first center opened in Brussels, Belgium, 1989 September. We're now just signed up our 5,300th building, and so it's a, you know, it's been a success. I mean, it's been a long road, but we built this business over all of those years, and we're growing it very, very quickly as we come into 26 and during 25. Huge growth.
Yeah, and you've got 35 sites here in Ireland, intend adding 10 new sites here soon. Most of which, interestingly enough, are outside the capital. That suggests you see plenty of growth in more remote parts of Ireland.
Well, we see growth all over Ireland. So yes, of course, Dublin and Cork, the bigger cities, but you know, we're opening up in Clones, Monaghan, two in Kilkenny, another one in Limerick, one in Wexford, and all the suburbs around Dublin. Because really work has become something you can do from anywhere. You know, the internet liberates work, and there's lots of people across Ireland that would like to work in an office, but they want it near to where they live.
Your business is doing very well, but would you accept that working from home is going to erode the business model going forward?
Well, not for us, because we have a huge division just doing people working from home. So we have more than 1 million customers today that are work from home. So it's a growing segment for us. And, you know, if you imagine it's, you know, someone working from home in Limerick or Dublin, you know, they don't want to work from home every single day of the week. They will drop into a building to have a meeting. They're quite hard to have a meeting in your attic office or your front room of your house. You know, it's not convenient. Mm. So, you know, the people use the network on a day-by-day basis, extremely popular. So we do, you know, that is a growth area for us. So we're both opening lots of buildings, but also growing our customer base of home workers, large corporations, and smaller and startup companies.
And when WeWork arrived, they were the in thing for a few years, and it looked as if they were going to damage your business. And yet they're the ones who filed for bankruptcy recently.
Well, they did damage our business in terms of sort of from a reputational point of view. And we have business been going for a long, long time. You know, they filed for bankruptcy, but they're much, much smaller and really limited to a few major cities. You know, we're covering more than 1,200 cities now globally in 122 countries. So it's just a totally different scale to anything else that's out there.
In terms of the properties, or you know, the commercial properties that you buy, is there something that is the absolute de minimis for you guys? What must you have in terms of either energy values or parking spaces or shower facilities or kind of fun on the rooftop, whatever it is?
Well, we'd like all of those things. But look, just to be clear, we don't buy the properties. We always do it in joint venture with property owners. And that's what we're doing all over Ireland. We've got multiple partners all over the country who have a building and say, look, I'd like to turn that into a flexible office space, and we operate it for them. So we do all the work to convert that and provide all the revenue to make that into a successful operation. But we clearly look for as many amenities as we can get for our customers, or we put them in. And we can do this in quite small spaces. You know, in Ireland, I think our smallest centre is about 300 metres in size in a small town, but they will go up to as much as 20,000 metres in bigger cities or big crossover points.
Mm. You've been a barman, Mark, a miner, a sandwich maker, and now a billionaire. Which did you enjoy the most?
Well, mining was very hard because that was in Australia in 50-degree heat. Sandwich making, didn't make any profit. Hot dogs made a lot of profit but couldn't get a girlfriend. Always smell of onions. Look, I don't have time to be a billionaire, unfortunately, because I'm busy with the business. It's, you know, all people in business, like I am, you know, you're very busy with what you're doing. You don't really stop and say, well, I'm a billionaire or whatever. Sometimes you don't spend enough time smelling the roses, and that would definitely be my case. I enjoy the business, and that really, that's my drug, if you like. Don't need to have much else apart from that.
You're originally from Essex and living in Monte Carlo now and paying some taxes in the UK. We hear all sorts of talk about the UK economy and possibly even needing an IMF bailout. What's going on over there?
Well, That's a very good question, and of course it would merit a very long answer. Look, the obviously the UK has suffered from leaving the European Union. The UK is a country that's full of entrepreneurial people, but it's being more highly taxed and more regulation that sometimes gets in the way of job creation. So I think, you know, the UK in the coming years will have to reset to, you know, to be much more conducive to job creation and, you know, to allow entrepreneurs to get on with what they do best. So that was the idea, I think, 10, 15 years ago, it's seeing that. But the economy, more difficult, cost, a lot of inflation, and costs are going up. We're growing a lot in the UK in contrast to that, just because, you know, the entrepreneurs have less cash, so they want to use our facilities because it doesn't require any cash. It's very flexible because they also are not sure about the future. So it's a difficult situation. In common with some other European countries, it's not just the UK, and that's really, there has to be a real reset of how some of the European economies work in terms of taxation, investment, infrastructure, and so on in the coming, you know, 5 to 10 years. Well, and I think it's underway.
Well, thank you very much for joining us and getting up early, Mark, to join us. And you've got 5 new centres opening up next week in City West, Kilkenny, Wexford and Rathmines here in Dublin. That is Mark Dixon, the founder and boss of the International Workplace Group, formerly known as Regis. Back.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.